Hi, it's Kyle with Medical Smash again.
Hey, Kyle, how you doing?
I'm good, and you?
I'm alright.
Oh, that's great. Are you back home, or?
Yeah, I'm back home right now.
Oh, okay, perfect. I was actually speaking to my colleague after we spoke. She said that you did try and add us. You did try and grant us access to the business page on the link, and I believe she said there wasn't the correct permissions or something like that. Is that correct?
Yeah, it didn't work for whatever reason.
Oh, okay. Tell me something. Did you create that Facebook business page?
Yeah, I did.
Or was it like someone else? Because she did mention that you might be checking with your wife or something.
No, I created it.
Okay. What is the exact thing that it says when you try to grant access? Would you be able to like share a screenshot of that?
I said I'm not an admin or whatever, something like that.
Okay. Do you have two Facebook accounts at all, or?
No, I only have one.
Yeah, because when I see that, often it's that somebody else created the page and you maybe have access to it, but not full access. But if you created it, then it should give you the option when you log in to. So you log into your normal Facebook account, and then it should give you the option to choose the page.
Yeah, it only gives me the option to choose the page.
Sorry?
Yeah, it doesn't give me the option to choose page, doesn't it?
So it does give you the option to choose page?
No.
Okay, so what option does it show?
It just say I'm not an admin, that's what it says.
Okay. Would you be able to send us a screenshot of where you are when it says that?
I logged out on Facebook right now. I logged out and trying to see if they would let me back in, but I'm trying to...
Because this is on the link where you go onto our website to grant us access. I'll send you a text with it as well.
Okay, I see a link right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but the thing is right now I'm not on... I logged out on Facebook. I'm trying to see if they would let me log back in. For some reason, they won't let me log back in. I don't know why.
On Facebook itself or on this link?
Yeah, on Facebook back there. Uh-huh. I logged out and I put my password and everything trying to log back in, but for some reason, they won't let me log back in. I don't understand why.
Oh, I see. Is it just asking for a one-time password or the password's wrong?
Yeah, they're asking for one-time password and this and that. I'm trying to... Come on, stop. Yeah, I logged out and I'm trying to log back in. They won't let me in.
Are you getting the one-time password, or?
Yeah, they won't let me log. Yeah, they won't just to chuck your notification on another device. I don't know what device they want me to.
Oh, if you're maybe logged in on your laptop or something, it might come up there with a.
I'm not on my laptop or anything. Let me. Not on my laptop or anything like that. I don't.
But when it does say that about the other device, you can try another way. There's usually an option to try another way, and then.
Okay. Hold on. I'm trying. Come on. Let me see. Let me log back on the computer to see what's going on, cause. Cause I was on my phone and everything, but I logged out. I put my password in, trying to log back in. They won't let, for some reason, they won't let me in. I just don't know what's going on. And I've been trying since yesterday. And I think it's kind of frustrating, you know?
Mm-hmm. No, I understand.
I'm not on Facebook. I'm not locked in my computer neither.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my people are trying to log in on there. Sometimes I feel the computer's a bit easier than the app. But at the time, I'll send the link as well to access on the computer, grant access, because that's supposed to be easier.
Yeah, I'm trying to just, it said the password, you entered incorrect. Okay. I just put forgot password to see what it would do. I just logged out and then trying to see if there was any option to log back in. They won't let me.
Mm-hmm.
And they said when I checked on Facebook, they sent me a code, but I don't receive any code.
Oh, I see. But you mentioned when you tried to put the password in, it was wrong. Was it just that attempt, or did you change
it?
Yeah, it
said it was wrong. 674. They said check your notification on other device. I'm not on no other device. I don't know what.
Does it say try another way?
Yeah, they say try another way, yeah.
Yeah, maybe try that. Because I know sometimes if you have you said you're not on the laptop or computer, but sometimes there's another device or somewhere that you're logged in. But if not, then I would say try another way.
Yeah, I'm not logging on any other device.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me try another way. They said authentication. They said notification on another device, authentication app. I don't know which one I should use.
Have you got the authenticator app?
I don't have one.
Oh, okay. And is there any other option?
No, I just said account recovery. I'm going to click the account recovery, see what it says.
Okay.
It says continue on Facebook. If you don't have the app, you can download it or use another with a back account. I don't know what.
Yeah, because if it's not working with your password, that is strange. But I know sometimes if you do reset the password, it still keeps you logged in on the old devices, but...
Yeah, I mean, I'm not logged in on any other device and stuff like that. That's the thing, you know? Yeah, I'm not logged in on the other device. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
And I don't know. And as far as the website,
sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, as far as the website, you guys are going to change the website, but I can keep the same domain, right?
I'm not entirely sure, sir. I just work on the Facebook side. I would need to check on that for you with the team. Depends what was discussed. I see. So you're wanting our website layout on your domain, is that correct?
Yeah, but I'll keep the same domain. You guys just don't update the website, right?
So, yeah, so if you have a domain, then I believe our team can place one of our template, like our website, on that domain. If we'll build out a website for you, if that is what you want. I'll just need to check what the process is for that, because I can't
see. Yeah. Long as you guys not changing the domain, like keep it still the same domain, I mean, there's no problem. You guys change the website or whatever, that, you know.
Oh, no, so the domain will stay the same. If we get access to the domain stays the same. It's just the content on the website and the layout that would be different.
Oh, okay. You got to do that then.
Yeah. Okay, then I'll speak to the team to see what we need from you in order to do that. Because I see we don't have the... Let me just see here. Yeah, you do have the website up already. So I'll see what needs to be done. And I believe they will even send a preview before any change is made, just to see if it is something that you want to go ahead with, you know?
Yeah, you have to. As long as I get to keep the domain, that's no problem changing the website. I'm changing the...
Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah, but I'm not logged in on no other Facebook. No, I don't know what Facebook account I'm logged out on everything.
Mhm. And the account recovery, did that take you anywhere else or?
No, it just doesn't take me anywhere. It just.
Yeah, the thing is, with the purpose, has not really much that can be done, like, in terms of on our end, because we don't have access to any personal accounts. We can only get access to the page itself. So you'd need to, I think, maybe reset the password to try to get back in, and then once that's
done... Yeah, but I try to reset the password, but it's not giving me any. It's not giving me anything. They say that they enter code, but it's not giving me anything. It's not giving me access to do anything.
Mm-hmm. So when you try and reset the password, what is it saying?
It just said, let me do it again. Fuck, man. Go poop then, go.
How me poop. Let me poop.
Okay, you answer. It said, confirm your account. We sent a code via SMS. Entered that code to confirm your account. But I don't receive any code. That's the thing. I don't receive any code.
Mm-hmm. And did you have the correct number on your Facebook account?
Yes, I do. Yeah,
sometimes the one time, like, I struggle with getting the one-time passwords, and sometimes they do take longer, or they're not working sometimes, and they come through later on. But what I would suggest then is maybe try. Was this the first time that you tried to reset the password, or?
Yeah. I've been trying to reset the password since yesterday, and I've been doing the same thing over and over.
And you're not getting any one-time passwords.
No.
Mm.
1, 2, 3, 6, 3, 4, 6.
But Does it have an option at all to say, call me instead?
Come on. Yeah, it's just not. They gave me the code. I put the code in it. It's not working. I don't know what's going on.
Oh, so you did get a one-time, you got that by text message, the one-time
code? Yeah, I got text message by email, and I put the code in, but it's not working.
Oh, okay. It might be that, because we've done it quite a few times, sometimes the codes that come through can be delayed, or it's like a code for the initial attempt. So what I would suggest doing then, if it did send it via email, is maybe just giving it some time now, and then trying it again later on, or perhaps tomorrow, and then when that part, then just do it once, and then when you get the code on the email, then put that in, because that's quite a common issue. It basically, that could be the first time you did it, right, and the code came through. Did you get more than one email, or?
Yeah, I got more than one code. It seems that it says security login with a code.
Yeah.
Okay, this is the thing. This is someone just used the phone number, 813-785-0507, and the code logged in your Facebook.
Mm-hmm. You've got multiple email codes.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, so that's the thing. So we're not going to know which one is actually the final one. So in this case, I would recommend that we wait a bit, and then you can try again later and just do it once and then wait for that email to come through, and then hopefully that will work, and then you'll be able to, you know, grant us access.
Wait later?
Yes, because right now you have multiple codes and we don't know what is the final, like, what is the final code. And if there is a delay, there might be another one that comes through. So what I'm suggesting, what I would do in this case when I have the same issue, is just give it a couple of hours and then try and reset the password again. Request the email one-time password once, and then when you get that one email, then that code should work. Because now
okay.
You've got all those codes, and we're not sure, you know, we're not sure which one is actually it, if you know what I mean, so.
All right.
Okay, so should I try and give you a call back later this evening, like later this afternoon, or in the morning?
Yeah, you could try and give me a call back later.
Okay, I'll try and give you a call back. It's like 6 o'clock, I have a meeting then. Maybe 6:30, would that work?
Yeah, you call at 6:30.
Okay, all right, perfect. I'll do that. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay, bye-bye.